The shooting rampage, six people were killed. Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords was among 13 people wounded. 11-year-old Kenneth Buchanan's grandmother works at the grocery store where the outrage occurred.
I feel that, things happen. You can't really plan for them, but just have to live with them.
Representative Giffords has recovered enough so that she will make a rare public appearance at a candlelight vigil in Tucson tonight for the victims. Authorities say a Rimrock Trailways bus crashed on I-90 near Clinton, Montana, southwestern part of the state. At least two people have been killed and more than two dozen sent to area hospitals. Officials in Afghanistan say an argument broke out during a volleyball game involving Allied and Afghan soldiers. Officials say an Afghan grabbed his weapon and shot and killed an Allied soldier, nationality not divulged. You're listening to ABC News.
Rite Aid wants to be your new pharmacy. Transferring's easy. With your list of medications, call 1-800-RITE-AID, go online at RiteAid.com, or visit any location and we'll do the rest. Every prescription gets you closer to 20% off the whole store, fast, with a free Wellness Plus card. Rite Aid accepts most major plans, including those with Express Scripts coverage, so transfer today. Certain limitations apply. Prescriptions paid for in whole or in part by state or federal health care programs, such as Medicare or Medicaid, are not eligible for Wellness Plus points, nor are prescriptions filled in New York or New Jersey. See pharmacist for details.
Congratulations, the job is yours. It felt good to say those words when I hired my first employee, but it was soon followed by, how does a single paycheck generate a mountain of paperwork? Then Lyle, my accountant, said, let's just get Intuit Payroll. It'll make both our lives easier. So I got Intuit Payroll, and now I pay my employees and file tax forms in just a few minutes. And Lyle says things like, you are the payroll queen.
Get a 30-day free trial and learn why over a million small businesses use Intuit Payroll at payroll.com.
In Deering, Georgia, they're calling it a miracle. Fire destroyed Bernice Hunt's home. She and her son escaped alive.
It was a miracle. I didn't get hurt, and my son didn't get hurt.
And there in the wreckage of the home was the family Bible. Not a singed edge or burnt page. It was a little moist from the water firefighters used to extinguish the blaze. ABC's Chuck Sievertson now on what kind of penny would sell for more than $1 million.
Don't put it in the beef jerky machine. It doesn't take pennies, and that's a good thing. Texas-based Heritage Auctions says an anonymous collector's forking over a record amount for a U.S. copper penny, $1.38 million. The rare uncirculated coin was made at the Philadelphia Mint in 1793, the first year the U.S. made coins. The chain cent has 13 linking rings on the back for the solidarity of the 13 original colonies. This kind of value can make you touchy.
I hope I don't insult you, Ralph, but would you mind giving me back my coin?
Not Ralph, but Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
The dog's barking alerted the family near Darwin, Australia, that something was up. That something turned out to be a 5-foot-6-inch saltwater crocodile in the living room. President Joe Dodd called it a very surreal moment. She thinks the juvenile croc may have been stalking the dog. Wildlife rangers got the animal out of the house. A crocodile management official suspects the croc was forced out of a nearby creek by a bigger crocodile. This is ABC News.
Congratulations, the job is yours. It felt good to say those words when I hired my first employee, but it was soon followed by, how does a single paycheck generate a mountain of paperwork? Then Lyle, my accountant, said, let's just get Intuit Payroll. It'll make both our lives easier. So I got Intuit Payroll, and now I pay my employees and file tax forms in just a few minutes. And Lyle says things like, you are the payroll queen.
Get a 30-day free trial and learn why over a million small businesses use Intuit Payroll at payroll.com.
I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
You're listening to News Talk 920 KPSI.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Paradise, or should I, Paradise. There's a better description for it. I don't know if there's any better description for it, but how about Forbes 5-star and AAA 5-diamond award winner, the Grand Del Mar Hotel in San Diego. Now, nestled near the Los Penasquitos Canyon, yes, and finally, after being a California native all these years, I've learned how to say that, Los Penasquitos. It is amazing. It's just breathtaking up here, the rolling hills, the golf course. I mean, there's so much going on. All right, let me take a deep breath. I am Francoise, your host for the next 2 hours, so make sure the football is muted, and I'm sure it is. And by the time we are finished, you will be calling 858-314-2000 to make your reservations at the Grand Del Mar Hotel in San Diego. Now, here's a little bit of information about the Grand Del Mar. Situated amid a spectacular private preserve in coastal North San Diego County, the Grand Del Mar is a luxurious retreat that combines the old world charm of the Mediterranean estate with the modern luxuries of a world-class resort. Now, I really could say it better myself, so I figured I will say it like the experts say it. The property features 249 elegantly appointed guest rooms and suites, San Diego's only Tom Fazio-designed championship course, and I have been wandering around the course. It is very challenging, but also very, very friendly. It depends on, you know, what kind of tees you want to play from, but very, very beautiful course, gorgeous scenery around the course. And this is a Forbes five-star Renaissance-inspired spa as well here at the Grand Del Mar Hotel. There are four swimming pools. There are award-winning dining. If you've been following my tweets and Facebook posts and blog, you will see that I had the most spectacular nine-course meal in my life from beginning to end, start to finish. It was amazing. It was amazing. And this is by Grand Chef William Bradley. And I now know the difference between a Grand Chef and me, the kitchen cook. So I mean, just truly, truly amazing. Four swimming pools here, two outdoor tennis courts, a 20,000-square-foot equestrian center. Yes, equestrian center. An enclave of villas and more. I mean, just spectacular. 20,000-square-foot indoor-outdoor meeting space. I tell you, it is all right here at the Grand Del Mar Hotel. And just so friendly. Everyone is so friendly and welcoming, and I love that. I mean, it's just luxury sometimes comes with, you know, some things that go along with, should I say, attitude? Not here at the Grand Del Mar. Everyone has been fantastic. Now, the Grand Del Mar Hotel opened October 6, 2007, and if you want to take a peek while you are online, because you can listen online in your car, iPhone, iPad, you name it, traveling with Francoise is everywhere, and we are listening live, go to thegranddelmar.com. Very simple, thegranddelmar.com, and you can pull it up. There has been, I have been posting a few pictures, and I will post a whole page of pictures when all this is finished, plus, of course, my full-page editorial on my stay here at the Grand Del Mar Hotel. But fantastic. Now, fantastic. Valley is back at the station. She will be taking your calls later on in the show. So I just talked to her briefly, and all is well back there, and she was wishing she was here. Now, again, as I said, traveling with Francoise is tech-savvy, meaning you could listen online in your car, your smartphone, iPad. Just go to travelingwithfrancoise.com or newstalk920.com. It's that simple. And, yes, folks, we are live, and I love the live part because you never know what's going to happen. Now, in the Coachella Valley, it's been all about the film festival this week, and while you were standing there watching stars on the red carpet last night, I was watching the stars out over the golf course and the canyon hills from my balcony, and it was fantastic. So I know you're all sitting back relaxed going, yeah, thanks, Francoise. While you have had one night of red carpet, I've had 3 days of being treated like a celebrity, and you can't beat that. Now, right now, I am looking over the golf course from my one-bedroom king suite. I have a living room, a dining room, fireplace, kitchen, huge bathrooms. Yes, there are two. In this Mediterranean-styled room, just spectacular. Of course, robes, slippers, you name it, comes with the territory. And I've been watching the golfers play the golf course, and you hear the laughs and the when they have a good shot. But frankly, on this green and down below, these guys have missed. I have seen only one person make the putt for all you golfers out there, and it doesn't look that hard, so I need to go down there and find out what the story is. But so they've been having a great time out there on the golf course, and it's just so quiet and peaceful. The serenity here is unbelievable. Really, it really, I don't know if, I'm never really surprised at anything anymore, but it just hit me more than it normally does, how serene and comfortable and inviting the Grand Del Mar Hotel and the area right inside the whole complex is. It's just really special, very, very special. Now, I arrived at the Grand Del Mar Hotel on Friday, And you know me, I am go, 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 go. You all say, ask me all the time, Francoise, how do you do it? You just nonstop. Well, here's the funny part. I've been on the property. I felt so comfortable and so relaxed. And yes, Del Mar is on one side, San Diego on the other. The ocean is just a few minutes away, parks. But I haven't wanted to leave. I've stayed here the entire time. I parked my car. I don't even want to get in my car to go. But I'm going to have to because they're going to evict me soon enough. But it's been, I've wandered around. I've walked. Like I say, I've been to the golf course, the pro shop. Everyone's so friendly. It's just so comfortable here. And for me, that is, frankly, something I've needed. And I know a lot of people need. And when you come here, you'll have all these thoughts of wanting to see the local attractions and all with good intention. But, you know, I don't know. You might not want to go. So as we move right along, we are going to have with us several guests today, from a grand chef to a naturalist to the golf pro. We have it all covered. We have local information as well, a little bit of local information. We have prizes, and we have the mailbag. And the number you do need to know later on in the show is 760-320-8255. That's 760-320-8255. And you won't really need these till towards the end of the show. And remember, one win per household per month. Before we talk to our very first guest, let's see what's in the mailbag. I kept it really short this week, and remember, the emails that I read will go into the bag for the big prize at the end of the month. So, and this one is really simply, it says, "Hi, Francoise, this is such a wonderful surprise. I have never won anything of substance before. I am sure Wendy and I will certainly enjoy our trips. Thanks so much, Bruce." Now, the reason I picked this email, because all of you know how much I love when somebody wins for the first time. It's just my goal in life to get everybody out and experience, and that's, for me, that's what it's all about. So congratulations to Bruce, who did win a trip, and I'm sure they're going to have a good time, a really good time. All right, let's talk golf. Now, we are broadcasting to an audience, of course, in a golf mecca. We have over 120 golf courses in the valley. We think we have seen it all, but here at the Grand Del Mar Hotel, we have not seen a golf course with this type of geography, with the surrounding hills and preserves, the Grand Golf Club, the clubhouse, trees, water, very, very beautiful, very, very serene, peaceful, very inviting for the golfer. In fact, here is something. This is the only Tom Fazio golf course. This is the only Tom Fazio golf course in the San Diego area. We'll find out more about that from Sean Cox, the director of golf here at the Grand Del Mar. And let's see, it's surrounded by, I have my little notes in front of me.
Sounds like you're in paradise, Francoise.
Yes, Valley, I am in paradise.
You can hear me now?
yeah. It's spread over 370 acres bordering the Los Penasquitos Canyon Preserve. Beautiful. Breathtaking. With us right now is the director of golf here at the Grand Golf Club, Sean Cox. Hi, Sean.
Hi, how are you today?
Well, I am just loving it here. I'm so sorry I didn't bring my golf clubs. I was just, I don't know why I didn't, but I didn't. I will have to do that next time, but you know we are broadcasting to an audience full of golfers.
Yeah, this is a little different than Palm Springs. We've got a little bit more of the canyons and a little bit more spread out golf course. We're in 380 acres here. I played a lot of the courses over there in the desert, and they're beautiful. Here we've got a little bit of the, you know, the coastal breeze in the summertime. So, you know, when you're getting a little hot over there in the desert, we're beautiful over here in the summertime.
Well, it doesn't even need to be too warm. I mean, anytime, it's year-round destination here. Now, tell us about the course from the pro, the director of golf. I know you see things that sometimes the golfers are so worried about, just hitting it down the fairway and getting it to the green. Describe the course to us in your eyes.
Well, the beauty of the course is it's 10 years old, so it's matured nicely. There's a lot of pine trees, a lot of pepper trees. It's very beautiful. It looks like it just sets into the natural topography of the hillsides. Tom Fazio is very noted for his bunkering. We have bunkers out on the golf course that when he came on site visits, they redid them 5 times because they just didn't look like they were perfect yet. He's very, very particular about his bunkering. And another beauty is that we've got, it's a modern course, so we have six sets of tees for people. So if you're an accomplished golfer who's, you know, real good, we've got a set of tees all the way back at 7,160 yards.
Wow.
You know, so we have a few real low handicappers and a few tour players that play out of the course. And then we've also got tees up to 4,800 yards. So we have a great junior program here. So for juniors or seniors, we've got some tees that aren't too challenging. And so it's got a lot of variety.
And see, right there, folks, that's what I'm saying about the comfort level, the friendliness, and how accommodating you are here. You made sure, of course, you wanted to have the championship course. You have to have that for tournament play and corporate outings. I mean, for the guys who think they hit really far, but sometimes don't. But you also are accommodating everyone. I know ladies have a lot of problems when they go to resorts and resort courses because sometimes the tees are just too far back for them and they don't enjoy themselves. So you've made it so everyone can enjoy themselves.
We have. And then we've also have something that's very unusual, and that's we have a four caddy program that goes out with the resort guests.
Oh.
And so for every twosome, threesome, foursome that goes out on the course from the resort, we build it into the green fee. The four caddy goes out there, and some of the people, like you said, some of the ladies are a little nervous on the first tee, but after they realize that they're out there to help them and rake the bunkers and read the greens and, you know, pat them on the back when they hit a good shot, they end up really having a great round. And by the time they're done, they come in and they say, I can't wait to play here again.
Yes, four caddies can be your friend. Definitely. You just have to pay attention. Yeah, don't be stubborn. Okay, now let's talk a little bit about the clubhouse.
Well, the clubhouse, it's a beautiful 50,000 square foot clubhouse. It's got a great Club M is basically, it's our clubhouse restaurant for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And then also in the clubhouse, we have Addison, our five-star restaurant. Mm-hmm. And Addison opened in 2006. And it's been a five-star restaurant for 4 years now, and it's also in the clubhouse. I've known the owner for many years, and he had the idea to put the five-star restaurant up at the clubhouse, so when you're staying at the resort, it felt like you're going out to dinner, and you get to go up to the clubhouse, and the golf course is lit up at night, and you get to see the water feature and the 10th hole and the 18th green from dinner up there at night. Mm-hmm. And then we also have Club M, which has some live music and on Fridays and Saturdays nights as well.
Now, is walking allowed?
Walking is tough on our course because it's on 380 acres and it's very spread out. So from a couple of the greens to tees, it's a couple hundred yards. So we suggest carts, and you'll get plenty of walking, you know, while you're in your round of golf out there.
Okay. Now, this is a private course. Is it only for the resort guests, or do you have outside parties come in? Or
we actually were technically just for members. We have 125 members with a cap at 150. We've had some great membership interest in the last year, and we also have the resort guests. And so with the resort guests who, you know, may be their first time on the course, we have the four caddy program, and we have, you know, we've do about 25,000 rounds of golf. Most of the private clubs here in San Diego do about 40,000 rounds of golf, so it's even quieter than most private clubs here in San Diego.
Now, I come in from out of the country, and I didn't want to bring my clubs, but I'm here, and I see the course, and I'm thinking, oh, I want to play. Can you accommodate the guests?
We can. We have great rental sets. They're all brand new. We change them out every year. And then also, if you're not even have time for a full round, we have a world-class instruction program as well. We have the Southern California Teacher of the Year from 2 years ago here on our staff, Derek Ueda. We've also got Dave Stockton Jr. In at the resort, and myself and the rest of the staff. We're very accomplished instructors, and we have lots of equipment to work with. We've got full speed video, we've got SAM putting lab, we've got, and the best part is we've got a golf course we can take you out there for playing lessons, you know, and we can find a hole on the golf course and go out there and show you, you know, what you're doing out on the golf course.
Well, you covered on that. Dave Stockton, of course, is huge in our desert, and he plays the role here as he's a teaching professional here, or?
Well, Dave Jr. and Ronnie are the sons of Dave Sr.
Right.
And they have actually formed a partnership, and the three of them all teach together for corporate clinics and stuff like that.
Okay.
And then they do it individually. individually with individuals. Mm-hmm. You know, they each have, Ronnie has a lot of students on the LPGA Tour. Dave Jr. has a lot of students on the PGA and Nationwide Tour, as well as the LPGA. And then Dave Sr. concentrates mostly on, you know, the PGA Tour players. So Dave Jr. is based out of here and calling this home, and the three of them are using this as their corporate headquarters for, you know, corporate events and things like that.
And I can see why. And with us right now, folks, is Sean Cox. He is the director of golf here at the Grand Golf Club at the Grand Del Mar Hotel. A fabulous, fabulous destination. Now, children, kids like to play golf. Are they allowed out there?
Or? Oh, we love kids.
Okay.
We've got a program we did with Titleist for, it's a program that introduces younger kids to golf while having fun. We're actually, we've got stations that we set up there where they'll do some games besides golf to make it more fun. And we've got a dedicated section at our driving range that we built just for kids.
Nice.
And that program is 6 days per week. And we also do on-course instruction with the kids as well. And so we've got a lot of juniors that are always at the driving range with our members' kids, with kids from out of town. You know, San Diego's the host of the Junior World. So, you know, every year during Junior World, there's a few of the kids from all over staying here. But, you know, having a world-class range is and practice facility is important to that. And we've spent a lot of money expanding our range so that we have just a section just for the kids.
Oh, that's fantastic. Because really, I've seen a lot of families here, and that's a compliment to the Grand Del Mar Hotel to make families feel this welcome in a luxury resort like this. I mean, I'm just being frank with everybody. Sometimes it doesn't always work, but it works here at the Grand Del Mar. Now, tee times in advance. How far in advance can someone make that they're coming into town, let's say, 2 months from now? How far in advance do we let someone make tee times?
We'll let somebody make tee times up to 2 months in advance.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we basically... you know, it's a golf course that is very serene. It's a different experience than most resorts. You don't feel like, you know, you're rushed or you're pampered out there with the four caddy program. You know, we deliver food out onto the golf course. You know, the driving range experience, we have somebody there to clean your clubs while you're warming up. You know, everything we've done here is to try to make you feel like you're getting a five-star golf experience.
Well, I can only imagine. Like I said, I was kicking myself for not bringing my clubs, but I don't know. Also, I was relaxing so much, I'm not sure I could have managed 18 holes, maybe just 9. So now, Sean, why don't you give my listeners a tip from the pro about playing this golf course out here? What would you say to them? They're coming out to play. There's always some sort of tip. You know, the greens, it breaks this way, that way. What would you say to them to make their round a little more enjoyable?
You know, I would probably say that if you're playing out here, there's a couple holes, number 7, number 4, number 13, that play due west. And they're slightly uphill, and that's into the natural breeze in San Diego is always off the coast.
Uh-huh.
And you play those holes, you really need to add a club and a half when you're playing those holes. If you're 150, it needs to play like it's 165. You know, if you're 100 yards, it plays like 115. You know, there's a few holes out there when the four caddy says, you know, play an extra club, maybe club and a half. He's not kidding.
He means it. That's
and the different part about it is it doesn't feel windy out here. It's never really feels like it's a windy day, but for some reason, there, you get the ball up in the air and there's that little ocean breeze that kind of knocks about 15 yards off your shot.
Oh, well, Sean, thank you so much for... You have everybody wanting to get out on the golf course, but we still have a ways to go on Traveling with Francoise. Thank you so much for being on the air. Really appreciate it. Phenomenal property, golf course, pro shop. Everything you have going on here is fantastic. So thank you so much. I really appreciate
My
it.
My pleasure.
Okay. All right, folks. That was Sean Cox, the director of golf at the Grand Del Mar Golf Club. Again, exquisite property. Everyone is so friendly. Don't forget the clubs. And if you do forget them, they can rent them to you. So on that note, we are going to step aside. And when we come back, we have Tom Voss, the president of the Grand Del Mar, right here waiting for you on Traveling with Francoise on News Talk 920 KPSI. Electric Car Distributors is proud to announce that Western Golf Car is back in production, featuring the ever-popular 400 2x2 and the new Elegante LX. We also have great selection of Western Golf Cars and more, along with new Club Car and new Yamaha Golf Cars. Open 7 days a week with two locations to serve you in Rancho Mirage and Palm Desert. For all your electric golf car needs, it's Electric Car Distributors. Look to the skies and experience a star-studded affair every evening at the Borrego Springs Resort. Surrounded by the stunning Anza Borrego State Park and less than an hour's drive from Palm Springs, the Borrego Springs Resort offers guests fine and casual dining, 27 holes of championship golf, a full-service spa to pamper your inner, outer being, and more. So quit making excuses and join me, Francoise, at the Borrego Springs Resort and, of course, Borrego Springs. To make reservations or for more information, please call 760-767-5700 or visit Borrego Springs on the web at BorregoSpringsResort.com. Enjoy a true Palm Springs workout at Knott's Fitness Point Health Club. We have a cardio room, a weight room, and offer a variety of classes. What sets our tone is our indoor-outdoor pool with therapeutic jets. The pool maintains a comfortable 80 degrees all year round. We also have a soothing jacuzzi, warm sauna, and relaxing steam room. Fitness Point is located next to Knott's Soak City Water Park in Palm Springs. For more info about Fitness Point, call 760-325-8155 or check out our Knott's Fitness Point Facebook page.
Do you know what makes me smile? Thai Smile in Rancho Mirage, offering lunch, dinner, and takeout for over 8 years to locals and visitors. Thai Smile in Rancho Mirage is open daily, serving all of your favorites from Pad Thai to Red Mountain. So let Thai Smile in Rancho Mirage put a smile on your face. Located in the Rancho Las Palmas Shopping Center on Bob Hope Drive and 111. Reservations are suggested, so please call 760-341-6565. That's 760-341-6565. Or visit their website at mytaismile.com.
Did you know that hearing loss is the number one untreated disability in America? Helping People Hear Again is here to help by fighting financially challenged people of all ages with hearing aids absolutely free. For more information about Helping People Hear Again, how you can donate your used hearing aids and offer financial assistance, or to see if you qualify, please call 760-776-1738. That's 760-776-1738. Or visit us on the web at helpingpeoplehearagain.org. Helping People Hear Again is a registered 501c3.
You're listening to News Talk 920 KPSI.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Traveling with Francoise, broadcasting live from the Grand Del Mar Hotel in San Diego, and I am having a phenomenal time. Everyone knows how much I love to travel, and I really enjoy every place I go, but very few in the last 6.5 years have I been to a destination where the comfort level I have had has just been so tremendous. Like I say, everyone has been so friendly, so kind, and trust me, there are some words on the menu I couldn't pronounce, and there was a lot of silly questions that I have whenever I go somewhere, and everyone here never gave me that look like, oh my gosh, what is this woman asking? But no, everyone has been just so friendly and so kind, and just made me relax twice as much as I already was going to relax. So we are here again at the Grand Del Mar Hotel in San Diego, opened in October 2007. The Grand Del Mar has weathered most of the worst of the economies, and that is a testament to this amazing establishment. It really is, to get through, when you have a luxury property like this one, to get through what we all were going through. I mean, hats off to everyone involved here. And the president, of course, we have to give, you know, definitely a double hats off to him. And with us right now is the president of the Grand Del Mar, Tom Voss. Hi, Tom.
Good morning, Francoise.
Well, we have you on a Sunday. This is probably your day off, or do you take days off?
I really never work. This is a hobby for me.
I see. Okay, well, a very nice hobby, and you do a very phenomenal job at it. Definitely. Now, as the president, the man in charge, when you walk onto the property and you look around the Grand Del Mar, I mean, I'm seeing it from a visitor's perspective. How do you see it? What do you see?
Beauty, elegance, and amazing aromas outside of lavender and beautiful fauna and floral and so forth. So I look at it as a Tuscan villa. And we have many customers and guests saying we feel like we're in Tuscany.
Well, it is a Mediterranean style, the architect. So what did you explain to my listener? When you talk about a Tuscan villa and the look of the property, just give us a little bit of description how you would describe to someone if you were traveling the world and said you need to go to the Grand Del Mar.
There was an architect. He passed away in the early 1900s. His name was Addison Meisner. He was famous for architecture in West Palm Beach, the villas of West Palm Beach, the Hotel Boca Raton, and the Breakers. And we sort of were inspired by his designs. And what the interesting part is, he has a sort of a melange of architecture from Italy, France, Spain, Portugal, and Morocco. So you see lots of different arches, lots of mm-hmm. different ironworks and chandeliers, and every area in the resort is different. So you never find the same ceiling patterns and marble flown in, shipped in from Italy. You will see very, very different things throughout the resort.
Well, and you didn't stop, I'm going to say this, at the walls. The ceilings are magnificent everywhere you look, and even in my room I'm looking up and everything is so quiet and so peaceful, but the ceilings, the paintings are just magnificent.
There is no paint in this resort. Everything is detailed with either wall covering, marble, fabrics, wood, 34 different species of wood, and 30 different species of stone throughout the resort.
You also have a chapel, an on-site chapel, because again, this is a magnificent place to have a wedding.
Right.
You have, there's so many things, and I'm going to talk about more as we go, the walking trails, the hiking trails, the equestrian center, an equestrian center, that's my first to go to a luxury resort or any resort that has an equestrian center. Just, again, so inviting, something for everyone, and very accommodating to children. And I'm going to talk to my guest in the second hour about there's a photograph of the equestrian center. I was down there, by the way. I was petting some of the horses, and they were all very friendly.
Do you know that these horses are retired race horses from the Del Mar track?
No.
They're beautiful.
Oh.
They are very charming, and my favorite is Poncho.
Oh.
it's just a great activity for our guests.
Oh, it was very surprising, because a lot of guests, of course, golf courses, they think of, a lot of them think of the golf. The golfer and the family thinks of the golf, but sometimes the golfer forgets about the rest of the family. What are they going to do? The equestrian center, I was out there the other day, you had, look at the young little lady there, little girl, she's going to be riding. You had some lessons going on, your instructor. I thought that was fantastic. It's just fantastic to have that on property. Was that your idea?
Not really.
Yeah. Oh. Okay. All right.
But it turned out wonderful.
Yeah. You're going to take credit for it. Again, with us, folks, is Tom Voss. He is the president of the Grand Del Mar. Now, we are giving all the accolades. I can't give enough accolades about the property, but you don't need mine, because this property here is 5 stars, 5 diamonds, 5 stars, Forbes, 5 diamonds, AAA, and the list goes on and on and on. We will have Chef William Bradley on to talk about all his awards, but to be able to boast about these awards that you have received and to receive them, it takes a lot of hard work.
It takes a team of 650 in this resort, 650 colleagues, who really can deliver this. And it takes a few years to get to this point. So we are very fortunate that we were able to get 4 years in a row Addison, 5 stars, and the spa 2 years in a row, and the resort now the first time.
Now, when a resort like this receives these prestigious awards, I know inside you're just beaming and you can't be proud enough, but what does that mean overall for a destination like this?
First of all, San Diego was never really a luxury destination, mm-hmm. and we thought this would be a good time to create something like this. So we have a very wide range from hotels, spas, and restaurants from from taco shops to Addison and everything in between. So I think it is very, very important that we have it in San Diego. We have some such a resort like this. And I think everybody in the resort, our staff, is very proud and getting this accolade, of course, on their books. And it's good for their resumes. And everybody is really thrilled about it.
And folks, again, this is the first and only hotel in San Diego to ever attain 5 stars. And the only property in California to earn 3 2012 five-star awards for lodging, spa, and dining. Something. And I think you need a five-star award for having the most friendly staff I've ever encountered. I mean, and I say this with all my heart because everyone has just been so friendly and made me feel so comfortable. And I've watched them interact with all the guests. And in fact, I did a blog last night that everyone's a celebrity here. Everyone's a celebrity, and everyone is treated so comfortably and with respect. But just, I can't say it enough.
The magic is in hiring the right people.
The right people.
And nice people.
Thank you. Nice.
Very simply
put it, nice people. So now let's talk about the spa. Of course, the guys are out golfing. The kids are at the equestrian center. Some of the people are laying by the 3 pools you have, I think. The 4 pools you have. Some, a few, if they're not outside enjoying the beautiful weather, will be in the fitness center. Frankly, I don't know. I'd rather be outside. You have the business center, but we don't have time to work because we're too busy having a great time. Talk about the spa.
Our spa is... It has 11 treatment rooms. We decided to go the route of the Renaissance, feeling good, feeling well. Of course, we have a very nice array of treatments. There is a lady who we hired 4 or 5 years ago. Her name is Anne Bramham, and she is the designer of our spa treatments. And she is world-renowned, and we really... lean on her a lot for any new treatments or different treatments.
Oh, because it is, I didn't get a chance to, because I was too busy relaxing and walking around to spend a lot of time in the spa. But it's very, again, accommodating and beautiful and has that nice, serene, peaceful feel about it. And your pools, I said 3, you have 4. Tell everyone a little bit about the pools that you have here.
There is a resort pool which is a beautiful pool, and adjacent to that are 2 children pools. One is for toddlers and little children, and one for anywhere up to 10 or so. And then we have a pool which is in a courtyard, and that is our relaxation pool, and we have only adults in that area, and that's a very serene, very quiet area, and also a beautiful pool. So we have 4 pools, all of them are at 82 degrees throughout the year, and it's a wonderful experience to be around there. They're big pools too, so and there's of course food and beverage and beautiful cocktails, and we serve every half an hour something throughout the pools, be it frozen grapes or short smoothies or things like that, and our guests really love it.
Now, I saw some sand out there also.
Yes, there's sand.
You have a little area, your own private beach right here at the Grand Del Mar Hotel. Now, corporate outings, those are... those are huge. Those are big events that happen at a lot of the resorts. Are you... which I know you are, because actually I've been wandering around checking it all out, but talk to my listeners about your accommodations for corporate outings.
We have quite a few corporate outings from companies throughout the world, actually, from Europe, of course, the U.S., Northern California, Southern California, and this is sort of the season right now for the corporate groups, and our groups are not very large. There are 100 rooms, 120 rooms or something like that. And then there's a good mix with our leisure travelers.
I see, because you only have so many rooms here, and I know you're trying to keep this certain experience. So you do have, and you have high-tech everything. I talked to your AV guy, Chris. Fantastic. He set our Comrex up for us and had everything all ready to go, at least the telephone line and stuff. So you have all state-of-the-art technology for the businessman who wants to bring in a corporate outing.
Correct.
And wedding, you have your own little... room for wedding consultation?
We do, and we have green rooms for the bride and the groom, and we have a cappella, as you mentioned earlier, and we have about 50, 55 weddings a year. We never have two weddings on one day.
Ah, very, very. So those brides aren't colliding, trying to see who looks the best. There's none of that going on. Now, I heard there was some gold leafing somewhere throughout the hotel. Is that true?
It is true, and it is really gold leaf, and I saw it with my own hand, with my own eyes, and it was done by hand, and like the ceiling, the stenciling, the gold plating, everything was done by many, many people. We had about 500 workers here creating this resort.
How long did it take to build the resort?
2.5 years.
2.5 years, and it said here it's $270 million price tag.
That's for the resort. The entire project is about $400 million, including the golf course.
Oh, wow. Well, it definitely shows, because there is, everywhere you look, there's something to take a picture of. I've been taking it just from, like you said, the arches and the railings and the views. There's views from every angle, every time you walk around. Is that a helicopter pad I see out there?
That's right. And it's quite busy sometimes.
I can't imagine. Perfect spot away from the resort here. The guests, they're not going to be bothered. And it's so, so quiet in the rooms. It's a... Tom, you have a great job. Even though you don't want to admit that you're working that much, you do a phenomenal job.
Thank you.
Now, for all my listeners who have not, because a lot of times the desert people think Del Mar, they think ocean right there. And this is definitely nestled within a canyon near the Las Mesquitas Preserve. What would you like to say to them about the Grand Del Mar Hotel?
I want to go back to the beach for a second. Our beach is only 5 minutes away, Del Mar, right?
Uh-huh.
And we take people with an umbrella or two or three umbrellas and lounge chairs and food and beverage. And we set them up at the beach and we bring them there. And they call us on their cell phone 2, 3, 4 hours later and we pick them up. So there's our beach close to this resort, not even being on the coast.
Oh, well, it definitely, definitely is coast. And again, you're accommodating no matter what your guests want to do, you make sure that it gets done for them.
Right.
You make sure they're accommodated. I've seen that just from listening to the requests that I've heard in the lobby and people, wanting to leave. And I bet a lot of times they're over at the beach or they're about an hour and they think, let's go back to the Grand Del Mar Hotel. I know it.
Lots of our guests are staying 3, 4 nights. They never leave the resort. There's so much to do. So many different dining venues.
That was me.
Things like that, yes.
Everyone knows me that when I get somewhere, I'm usually out and about, and I want to see everything around me. I park the car. The car's been sitting there. I don't want to leave. It's phenomenal.
Yes.
Tom Voss, thank you so much. You're the president of the Grand Del Mar. Phenomenal, phenomenal property. Just love it here. My stay has been just perfect. Just perfect. I can't wait for my listeners to get out here and enjoy it themselves. Thank you again.
Thank you very much, François.
Okay, folks. All right, we are going to step aside for a moment. When we come back, I have a little news from home, more information about the Grand Del Mar Hotel. You can go to their website at granddelmar.com. Check it out right now so you can see everything I'm talking about right there on the website. You can start planning your summer getaways for you desert rats. And for all of you snowbirds visiting the valley, this is definitely a place to come just to get away from the valley for a few days. Get away from that desert, get over here and enjoy the Grand Del Mar Hotel. On that note, you are listening to Traveling with Françoise, coming to you live from the Grand Del Mar Hotel in San Diego, right here on News Talk 920 KPSI.
There's a fire starting in my heart, reaching a fever pitch, it's bringing me out the dark. Finally, I can see you crystal clear. Go ahead and sell me out and I'll lay your ship bare. See how I'll leave with every piece of you.
For most of us, change is hard. But if you're in business, you know that over time, change is necessary if you're going to survive and prosper. Consider your office furniture, for instance. What is it telling your clients or customers about you? In a world where perception is reality, that's a good question. We're Desert Business Interiors. We bring to the Coachella Valley over 25 years of experience in the office furniture industry. And there's no office furniture dealership in the area like us. Whether you want to find traditional office, or if you're looking for an exciting selection of clean, trendy, contemporary office furniture, Desert Business Interiors has it all. Not only does Desert Business Interiors carry all the finest manufacturers, but they can also help you design and space plan your office with their free design consultation. Whether you're looking for a new chair or complete office setup, our team will help you do it right, no matter the budget. Come see our showroom on Highway 111 in Rancho Mirage. Desert Business Interiors. Because change is good.
If you're a driver over 50, it may be time to switch your auto insurance. The ARP Auto Insurance Program from Hartford is now available through Desert Empire Insurance in the Coachella Valley since 1925. Call today for your free, no-obligation quote. Learn more about special rates, benefits, and services designed especially for AARP members at Desert Empire Insurance at 760-360-4700. That's 760-360-4700. Certain policy features are subject to eligibility and may not be available in all states. Hartford Fire Insurance Company, Hartford, Connecticut.
Oh, wow. Did you see that?
Yeah, but look over here.
Oh, beautiful.
Unbelievable.
Amaze yourself with a getaway to Arizona's Red Rock Country, Sedona. Stay 3 days and two nights in a studio suite at the Bell Rock Inn for just $178. That's $100 off the retail rate. Call the Arizona Tourism Center at 877-444-8044. Experience the magic of Sedona. Terms and conditions apply. Offer expires December 31st, 2012.
Electric Car Distributors is proud to announce that Western Golf Car is back in production, featuring the ever-popular 400 2x2 and the new Elegante LX. We also have great selection of Western Golf Cars and more, along with new Club Car and new Yamaha Golf Cars. Open 7 days a week with two locations to serve you in Rancho Mirage and Palm Desert. For all your electric golf car needs, it's Electric Car Distributors. Whether you are meeting people on a professional level or friends just getting together, the first thing we notice is someone's hair. For me, it's all about low maintenance but with style and pizzazz. That's where my stylist, Patrick of Patrick Marchinson Hair Design, comes in. Patrick creates the right look for me with cut, color, and styling, so my hair looks its best even on my casual days. Let Patrick work his magic on your hair at Patrick Marchinson Hair Design in the spa at the JW Marriott Desert Springs Resort in Palm Desert. Call now to schedule an appointment at 760-862-1675 or visit Patrick on the web at pmhair.com. That's pmhair.com. We know you want your child to be their absolute best and have fun learning to be their best. The Family YMCA of the Desert wants that too, which is why they offer affordable child care of the highest quality year-round throughout the valley. Know your child is with someone you trust and rest assured that they are learning, growing, and maximizing their potential every single day. Please call the YMCA at 760-341-9622. That's 341-9622 for more information and to give your child all the tools needed to be a success. The YMCA, building strong children, families, and communities.
You're listening to News Talk 920 KPSI.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Traveling with Francois. Coming to you live from the Grand Del Mar Hotel, and it is spectacular. That was Tom Voss. He is the president that was on with us last. And then the next hour, we have a naturalist and the Grand Chef. Can't wait to talk to the Grand Chef as well. But right now, we have 2 one-day passes. That includes Clubhouse for the Humana Challenge. Good for any course, any clubhouse. This is a $100 value, 760-320-8255. Those for you internet listeners, 760-320-8255. And for you regular listeners, 760-320-8255 as well. So we're going to take the sixth caller, and that is for 2 one-day passes. That includes the clubhouse for the Humana Challenge. Good for any course, and this is a $100 value, and the phone lines are open right now. Now, the Grand Del Mar Hotel is only 20 miles away from San Diego International Airport, about 25 minutes. Carlsbad Palomar Airport, the private, it's about 25 minutes. And Orange County Airport, about 73 minutes. So definitely close to airport, so you don't have to worry about that. And Tom and I were talking there during our short little timeout that they have several visitors from the Coachella Valley that come here and spend time during the summer. They also get a lot of snowbirds that come here as well. So if you have never been to the Grand Del Mar Hotel in San Diego, definitely it's time to come on over here and visit. And you don't have to relax if you don't want to, but you certainly can if you want to. And definitely a lot of things for the kids to do. Pet friendly. Yes, that is very huge for a lot of you. Definitely pet friendly. Equestrian center, walking trails, hiking trails. And we're going to learn more about this from our naturalist when he comes on in the second hour. But let's find out real quickly what is going on with the Get a Life Weekly announcements brought to you by Ambrosia Pet Deli, offering your pets only natural products located in Palm Desert. For more information, please call Ambrosia Pet Deli at 760-568-1177. That's 760-568-1177. And by the way, when your pets check in here, they also have a little goodie for your pets as well. Now, the dinner we were having at Bella Luna on January 22nd, well, looks like Bella Luna closed its doors on us and didn't tell us, which wasn't a very nice thing to do. So we are going to cancel this, and since we don't have a restaurant there, and reschedule it for sometime in February, I will let you know, and I will be returning everyone's check. Luckily, I didn't put any checks in the mail, so yeah, not very nice of them to do that. So the January 22nd dinner for helping people here again has been postponed, and we will have it in February. Don't forget the Knott's Fitness Point Health Club. They have that special going on. You can join for no initiation fee. That saves you $75. You can cancel this at any time if you're here just for a couple months. This is a perfect venue for you. If not, it's still perfect for you. Membership fee is only $33, and it's normally $40. And this is all for Traveling with Francoise listeners only. So make sure when you sign up, you tell them that you heard it about it on Traveling with Francoise. Quartzsite. We are going to spend the day in Quartzsite January 25th. It will be about an eight-hour day. We're going to have a lot of drop-off locations in the valley. I have never been. I can't wait to go. While we're there, there's an RV show or rock show. They have the market, jewelry, all sorts of fun stuff. And this will be, again, on a Wednesday, January 25th, $65 a person. You have to start making those reservations. I know a lot of you already have, but Robin has to keep count of all this. So you can sign up by going to classytransportation.com or call 760-325-5900 and make your reservations now. And again, that's January 25th. That is on a Wednesday. And we will be headed out to Quartzsite for the day. And she's going to have several bus location pickups throughout the valley. There's not just going to be one in Palm Springs. There's going to be one out in La Quinta. I think we're doing one in Desert Hot Springs. So depending on where everyone is coming from, she will know what the pickup points will be. Electric Car Distributors, they have a great program there. It is one of their most popular programs. It's Build Your Own Golf Cart. Yes, you go in there. You tell them, this is my budget, this is what I want, this is what you're going to get. And you can go from the stripped-down just golf cart to the ultra-plush, you know, stereo sound system, refrigerator, air conditioner, you name it, they can do it for you. And who doesn't love chili? I will be emceeing the historic Palm Springs Women's Club annual chili cook-off that is going to be January 28th. It is $20 per person, no host bar, and we're going to have a great time. Chili tastings, judging, all sorts of fun stuff. For more information, please give them a call at 760-218-1716. And remember, most of this information, if not all of it, is on travelingwithfrancoise.com, which you can listen live on. Yes, Miss Valley? Yes?
The winner is Judith from Palm Desert, and she's so excited.
Oh, my gosh. Well, congratulations, Judith. You have won those set of Humana Challenge passes. And what I'm going to be doing is I'll be getting your number from Valley. And actually, I can make sure you get the tickets somewhere in Palm Desert. We'll make it easy for you. All right. So thanks, Valley. Thanks for your help on that end.
Okay.
All right. Now, Get a Life Weekly Freebies is brought to you by Post and Ship, handling all your large and small shipping needs and located in Rancho Mirage. For more information, please call Post and Ship at 760-346-7800. That's 760-346-7800. Or visit them on the web at postandship.com. Post and Ship, it's that simple. So, what is free? Actually, all the free things are starting up again. We know the Rancho Mirage Library has free continuously. Everybody else kind of took a break or two. Everyone that's getting back into the swing. The only free information I have right here in front of me is there's a free Beatles tribute, and that will be at Spotlight 29 on January 20th. But otherwise, Let's wait. I know when I get home, there's going to be a lot of press releases and a lot of emails saying there's a bunch of stuff going on. Bunches of stuff going on. Now, this Sunday's Get a Life weekly priced events calendar is brought to you by the Pet Hotel at Barkingham Palace in Palm Desert. From daycare to extended stay, grooming, training, and exercise areas for your pets, the Pet Hotel at Barkingham Palace does it all for your furry friend. For more information, please call the Pet Hotel at Barkingham Palace at 760-537-1172. That's 760-537-1172. And the Desert Symphony, it's a gala celebration, is happening January 10th. Back by overwhelming demand is the Texas Tenors. And you can sign up by calling the McCollum Theater. It's going to be at the McCollum Theater, 8 o'clock. And that will be the Desert Symphony gala celebration. And you can give them a call, 760-340-ARTS. And the gala tickets start at $500 and go up to, let's see, $50,000 for the diamond sponsor. Of course, you get a lot of seats and all that sort of stuff with that. So there you go. All right, folks. So we have things going on. Let's see. We're getting right back, getting really back into the swing of things in the Valley. Of course, the Humana Challenge coming up. We have our trip to Quartzsite. We have a lot of things going on in the Valley. But right now, I am here at the Grand Del Mar Hotel. I want to call it a luxury resort. They are simply just say the Grand Del Mar Hotel is all they really need to say. But it is a beautiful luxury resort with golf course, with walking trails, hiking trails, equestrian center, pet friendly. Like I said before, that's very important to a lot of people. Pet friendly. And I've seen the little furry friends all over the place. And like I said, when you check in with your pet, they have a little something I hear for your pets as well. Now, yesterday when I was coming back from the golf course, I heard these bells ringing. I thought, am I hearing bells? And I was hearing bells. They're the chapel bells. They ring on the hour very softly, beautifully, though. Very, very nice. Again, another just sort of sets the tone for everything you're going to experience here at the Grand Del Mar. Now, they do have an 8,200-square-foot outdoor event lawn overlooking the golf course. Of course, I'm sure that is very huge for the weddings. They also have the Master Salon, which is 2,500 square feet, that features dual stone fireplaces. And this is something else for all you corporate-minded execs out there who are thinking about going somewhere. Their meeting space doesn't look like meeting, the typical four walls, chandelier, round table meeting space. These meeting spaces look like huge living rooms. Just completely different. I was walking through one, and Nikki, who was giving me a fantastic tour, said, and this is one of our meeting rooms, and I'm looking around, and I thought, excuse me, meeting room? Everybody should be like a cigar lounge or something, or people should just be relaxing and enjoying themselves. Just completely different. So if you're looking for the added touch, the added elegance to a meeting to show, you know, this is what you really want to represent, the Grand Del Mar Hotel, they have it right here. I was quite impressed with that. Now, they also have three wine-themed meeting rooms with adjacent private dining areas in the resort's wine cellar. And see, again, that's what I'm saying, not just rooms. They are walking into an event in a beautiful room that, frankly, if you don't know what to say to the people standing next to you, you can always talk about the room. I mean, that's a conversation starter in itself. So beautiful. They have access to the Yacht America, a replica of their iconic vessel, which won the 1851 America's Cup. This is available for events up to 85 people. And everything is complete with audio-visual services for all events. Chris does a great job. And, of course, they have their in-house event coordinator and conference service managers. Like I say, they have it all right here. And, of course, they have the 10,000-square-foot ballroom. Everybody has to have a ballroom. And this one can be divided by six and with an automobile access. There you go. You can't beat it. And that's all right here at the Grand Del Mar Hotel, which, of course, is close to Torrey Pines, the San Diego Zoo and Wild Animal Park, Legoland, Seaport Village, all sorts of great things. Del Mar, the quaint town of Del Mar, all of it close by. Okay, on that note, folks, we're going to step aside. You're going to be listening to ABC News. When we come back, we have the Naturalist, we have the Grand Chef, we have a lot more. You are listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on News Talk 920 KPSI. Enjoy the news.
tell you where. Play golf. I'll pick the spot. Nightlife. I know we're hot. Want to travel? I'll take you there. Want to dine? I'll tell you where. Play golf. I'll pick the spot. Nightlife. I know we're hot. It's never too late to get life.
Gene Nichols and Steve Kelly bring you The Desert Today. Weekday mornings at 6. The Hot Talk is on News Talk 920 KPSI Palm Springs.
From ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The Republican presidential hopefuls continue the debate that began on ABC last night. ABC's Aaron Katursky in Manchester, New Hampshire, 2 days before the first-in-the-nation primary.
Mitt Romney squabbled with Rick Santorum.
If his record was so great as governor of Massachusetts, why didn't you run for re-election?
Romney pushed back when accused of running from the fight for conservative principles.
Politics is not a career. For me, my career was being in business.
Newt Gingrich didn't buy it.
Can we drop a little bit of the pious baloney?
And Gingrich accused Romney of being long-winded.
I realize the red light doesn't mean anything to you because you're the front runner.
Romney is the front runner in this state and in South Carolina, while the others fight to be his principal challenger. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, Manchester.
The debate this morning was on NBC's Meet the Press. David Axelrod, principal strategist for President Obama's re-election, is taking aim at frontrunner Romney, calling his record at Bain Capital an example of policies that could truly hurt the U.S. economy.
I don't think those are the values that people want to animate our economy. He is not a job creator. He is a corporate raider.
Axelrod appeared on